Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. Check out, what? Yeah, I blinked it. Start over? Check out all of our social media sites, thisishowtowatchtv.com, and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
Nailed it. Okay. Yeah, we're gone for a week because Jeremy thought he was going to get a cold. Didn't end up getting that cold, did you?
I mean, a little bit. Did you want it? I mean, you were...
No, I did not want
the cold. You're like, yeah, no, dude, we'll wait till next week.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Like, immediately.
It's the middle of the season.
It is.
You know, it's one of those... For some reason, we have this tendency to do this where we'll do two episodes in one just because...
Well, you mean, like, did episode three really warrant an entire episode? I mean...
A whole podcast? No. Probably not. So, speaking of that, let's see. Season 9, episode 3, Warning Signs. So, the guys that were kidnapped were all dead, and it says final warning on the wall.
Right, they were all, like, killed and used
but
to,
But that
like...
final warning didn't end up being as, like, something that was new.
No, it was there already. From right. Simon, right?
Right. Yeah, we find that out way at the end. But anyway, Rick is being, like, husbandly and fatherly.
Yeah, man, you know something bad's going to happen.
Touches the handprint of Carl's on the way out. He made it into Earth. That's kind of cool that he put it on the wall like
that. With an arrow pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, they did the whole, like, running around, like, daily life.
Yeah, he was checking out the garden, finds a tomato. I think he put it at Carl's grave. I don't know what that little rock formation was.
It was a sea.
Oh, okay. Well, it was from a
different... I thought it was a C.
Okay, maybe. Right. That would make sense.
Right.
Michonne is working on the charter thing.
Right.
How many things did we get in this episode? Or in these two episodes?
Things?
Yeah, where Rick was like, now that there's nothing, it's something... I don't know. It's some bullshit he was saying to Eugene. I wrote it down because he said something.
But that nothing is something.
But now it's something. It's something. I can't do his fucking... Why am I even trying? Anyway.
Yeah, please stop.
Rick acknowledges that Michonne is leading Alexandria, and he's going to take the day with Michonne. And Maggie and Daryl are still angry, she says.
Right.
About them Negan. Not killing Negan. Yeah.
Right.
Rick thanks Michonne for everything she's done, is doing, and for her, he wants to take a break from laying the ground. He wants her to take a break from laying the groundwork for civilization. He's got another idea on how to build the future.
Right.
And she's like, yeah? Yeah. Huh? I mean, yeah, it's, why not? You know, everybody knows he's going. He may as well have another kid to be in. That way there's a Grimes still in the,
right.
in the world of The Walking
right
now, Dead.
Right. Right.
Hmm. So anyway, Maggie and Bootleg Glenn are riding on a horse and carriage.
Bootleg Glenn. That was so funny, man.
I mean, dude, I was dying.
I was laughing pretty hard when we were watching the episode.
I'm just like, oh, it's Maggie. Not Glenn. Yeah, no.
that's Bootleg un-Glenn.
Glenn. Yeah, that's un-Glenn. Jed is the guy's name. I keep wanting
is that
to
call. Racist? Are we being what? Racist?
Why? Why? Because first of all, why would you ask that question? And second of all, of course not.
Because if he has to
don't
ask.
Be ridiculous.
Right.
I keep wanting to call the guy Billy Walsh from Entourage, but it's Jed.
What is happening?
What, the chaos upstairs?
Yes. So that dude was in something you recognize him from?
Oh, he was, yes, he Toolbag. Was a character in, no, he was great. He was an awesome character in Entourage.
He didn't die, did he?
No.
No.
In these two episodes?
No.
No.
The Angry Glenn. That's what you call him. That's what I was laughing at. Angry Glenn. Because he was just all like put out like, ugh.
Yeah. He was annoyed.
Yeah.
So anyway, that guy steals a tomato.
He was annoyed that he wasn't Glenn.
Right. That's exactly what it was. He was just mad he was not Glenn. It's like, damn it.
Oh, God.
Sorry. The guy like tries to pull a power play. Takes a tomato, and then the other girl's like, yeah, no, take his name down, charge him for
charge
that.
Charge him for the tomato, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and Bootleg Glenn is angry about working with these people. Back at Daddy Daughter Day.
Well, everybody's angry about working with each other. Like, the two groups of people are not getting along.
Correct.
It's just not working.
And it's specifically Sanctuary versus everybody
else. Everybody else.
Okay.
Well
Oceanside, too. Oceanside was
versus
in there
Sanctuary.
Because they were angry at Sanctuary from before. Yeah. more daddy daughter day stuff, doctor appointment, hide and seek, they crawl around the house, stick sword fight, picnic, reading The Wizard of Oz, I think it was. I could be wrong there. They were talking about Dorothy.
Okay.
Interrupted by someone telling them the saviors were killed, and Rick's fist is all clenched at his side, and then Michonne like puts her fingers in there and loosens it up, and like, you know what I mean? Like, for she's that calming up. Force, right. You know, able to calm him the fuck down.
But only because she's going out and taking out her anger at night.
Right, like, which is
innocent zombies.
What? Zombies. What did they ever do?
Right.
At the bridge camp, Justin's dead and people are fighting. Alden breaks it up and is told he's not one of them anymore. You know, he's a full... I don't know what we call the group.
The saviors, right?
No, I mean, he's now one of them, so, or one of Rick's group. I mean, what do you
Rick's
call
group?
Thanks.
Ricky?
Ricky's. Jed punches him. Carol
oh, wait a minute.
It. What? Go on.
I know the name of the group now. I'm trying to remember what it was.
You just
Rick
said
and his merry band of bridge builders.
Oh, damn it. We were getting there. Yeah, so just some bullshit starts between Jed and Carol. He's trying to make a power play. They think Daryl killed Justin. Some guy picks up an axe. Rick rides in at the last second and asks Gabriel.
Yeah, it was about to be like a full-out like battle.
And immediately accuses Anne by asking Gabriel where she was.
Yeah.
Like, immediately implies Jadis would have done it, you know?
Well, because, I mean, like, everybody's been fucked by the saviors, but, like, they murdered all her people. You know?
So yeah.
I guess she'd be extra mad. I get why Oceanside's extra mad. Everybody's extra mad at these people. They did. They followed the saviors. They were, like, behind them.
And that's why when Alden's asking if they can get a couple guns for a couple guys they trust.
Right. Yeah. No, you get no guns.
They have to keep the sanctuary safe because they're building the bridge for everybody. And Rick thinks maybe Daryl killed Justin. I mean,
he
I don't
does.
Think he,
I don't know, man.
You think he did think that?
I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way he looked like an arrow.
But again, like, Daryl would, like he said, I would have done that.
If I had done it, I'd have done it. Mm-hmm. That right there was the end of that conversation. Did Daryl do it? If I was going to do it, I'd have done it in plain sight.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, no, nothing you've ever done has told me otherwise.
Right.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Gabriel talks to Anne. He knows she didn't do it, but he lied about being with her that night.
Going back to the Rick Daryl thing, sorry.
It's literally the like two sentences, their whole conversation.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, we
oh,
didn't
okay.
get there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were there.
No. He lied about being with her all night. He asks if she saw anything, and she dodges the question and definitely doesn't say, "Yeah, I saw a helicopter." We were totally wrong. It was a helicopter.
Right.
You know, I don't know why we thought it was an airplane. It didn't
sound
different. Like a helicopter.
It didn't sound
yeah.
a helicopter. I don't know. Some of the shots in the show are kind of weird.
And
really
very
dark
and,
yeah.
and hard to see.
It's almost like they're getting lazy. Just like, yeah, lighting, whatever. Just shoot it.
Shoot it. It's actually harder to shoot shit that's dark.
Right. Oh, I bet.
Like lighting wise.
Oh, I bet it's incredibly difficult.
To make it look dark,
dark.
I mean.
With it lighting, to light it to make it look dark. Yeah. I bet that's incredibly difficult. I can imagine.
Let's see. So Daryl's sharpening his knives and tells Rick to ask. And he's like, "Hey, man, it looked like an arrow." You know, and he does. I don't think he did it, but the others do.
Right.
He doesn't know who it is, but he knows why. Bringing all these people together, it was inevitable. Daryl's pissed about the dead not having this future. You know, the ones that have died along the way. He's like, why the fuck do these people get to choose? You know, get to enjoy this, whatever we're trying to build. And like Glenn and Abraham and Sasha and them don't get to.
They don't.
Carl.
Carl doesn't.
And they all helped build everything that up to this point. I think
right.
that's the point. They're pissed off that like the saviors didn't. They tore down the stuff that we were trying to build up, and now that we're trying to do it together, you know, I don't know. I get why they're pissed off. Like I get why Daryl and them are still
angry,
pissed about
the dude.
Whole
I mean, like the saviors. Like, do you really like think that that's? I'm not asking if you, like, because I got any indication that you think this, but like what they were doing was not okay. It was working, but the method was not all right, right?
Yeah, so I would think
we're taking half your shit.
Yeah,
no matter what you say, like it's not a fair. What do you call it? An agreement.
It was a shitty way to like try to get them to agree to something, you know?
Right,
to
get and like them... everybody like, you know, bent the knee, so to speak, you know, like,
right.
But I don't know, man, like how could you, I don't know, you got to be a pretty shit person to be like behind that. And then like dude is locked up now and like Rick's trying to bring everybody together and like you still want to go by that way. Like right.
But I don't know that that's where they're going with it. I don't think they want to necessarily be Negan again. I think they just want something else. Like, I think they just want to go their own way. Like, I don't think it's necessarily where... I think if Rick and them would leave him alone, I think they'd leave them alone. Damn it. I thought I set this shit on... Unbelievable. People always FaceTiming me while I'm doing this. Tony never FaceTimes me any other time except when I'm podcasting.
Right. Adrian?
Yes. Okay, so let's see. Oh, he says one last thing to Daryl. He's like, just kind of show these people you're on board. It might be the best decision you've ever made. Like not killing a guy who left your brother on a rooftop to die. Right. I didn't catch that the first time watching it through. I thought that was a cool little throwback there.
To like the episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that one?
When he left Merle on the roof?
That was the end of the first episode?
I don't know, man. It was.
That's early. God, yeah. It
was, out of the six episodes that are in season one, like it's got to be one of the first two.
Yeah.
For sure. All the rooftop shit happened all in the first or second episode, for sure.
Right.
Right.
So, let's see. There's a bunch of bullshit where they get to a house, Maggie, and I can't remember the girl's name, but the young girl from Oceanside.
I don't know her name either.
Yeah.
Too many new faces coming in.
Right. Maggie saves her, and the rest show up to help, but Grid 5 didn't show up. Someone knocked out the radio girl, and whoever did this took her. I didn't know who they meant at that point. Like, did they take her? I don't know. I didn't quite catch who they were talking about. Oh, maybe the girl with the blonde hair. Yeah, it had to be her. The girl with the short blonde hair.
Okay.
I think that's who they meant was taken, because she was like the girlfriend of the girl that was there knocked out.
Got ya. Oh, okay. I got
At the
ya.
Time, I thought they were talking about Anne. And that doesn't
I
make
know
any
who
sense.
You're talking about now.
So Jerry asks what happens to the perp if they catch him. A Gregory or a Negan?
Right. Good line.
Yeah. Rick and Carol talk about the saviors every day since he put Negan in the cell. He wakes up thinking he should kill him, you know, to finish off the saviors. You know, it's all he wants. But then he remembers everyone they lost along the way, and he needs to honor them to build life, not take it, blah, blah, blah.
So do you think that they take Rick away? Like... injured and like go to like save him and he just never comes back, like the chick in the van, those people like take him away, he goes to the new place, gets in a helicopter to go get saved or something like that. Like I'm almost with you, even though we made the predictions in the first
sorry season. We're talking about both episodes, so spoiler alert to anybody who,
I'm sorry
who
I just might, go off
nobody's
these
watching this and
head.
Hasn't seen it, but in case you're watching episode 3 and not episode 4 yet,
we're just doing one podcast about both episodes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, well, I just didn't think about that. Right. I didn't think about mentioning that before. Maggie and Daryl, she wishes she could see things Rick's way, but she looks at the baby and can't let it go. And then Daryl finds an arrow in a walker. Or no, it wasn't an arrow. It was
a harpoon.
It was a harpoon thing. Yes. Right.
So there's your murder weapon.
Exactly. Not what he does.
Right.
At the trash dump, Anne finds a box, and she radios somebody, and they ask if she's got an A or a B. And she says neither, and then Gabriel shows up and like tries to confront her, but she didn't do anything to Justin, but she did bad things, but not this. She's traded people and was planning on trading Gabriel and Rick for supplies. She says she try it at Alexandria, and the first thing goes wrong, she gets blamed, and then she asks him to leave with her. There's another place that's far from here. Fear?
Right.
Fear the Walking Dead? I mean, Gabriel...
I have no idea where that show's at.
But so. I don't know... Yeah, I don't know where they're at either in that show. I really need to get caught up on it because Morgan's there now.
Right.
Like, he's in fear, so maybe that's the communication. That's the
or connection. It's a whole new place.
Yeah.
Like a whole other place she's talking about. Like, I didn't even consider Fear of the Walking Dead when she said that. That's not what I was thinking about.
Helicopter. How else does Morgan get from Alexandria to wherever the hell they're at in Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be like that, right? You would think.
We'll have to see. I guess we'll have to watch Fear the Walking Dead. Ugh. More zombies.
More zombies. Let's see. Gabriel can't do it, and he's going to tell Rick, and she asks him to choose her instead. And she says, "And all this time, I thought you were a B."
Right.
I don't know what that means. An A or a B. So she thought he was a B, but that means he's an A?
Right. Or nothing.
Right.
Or neither. Well, I don't know what, like, is there only two? Are we talking about Democrats or Republicans here?
What, there's just only one or the other?
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a discussion for another podcast.
No, never. Never for a podcast discussion. Terrible. It just goes off the rails every time.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah. Just like Fox News.
Right. Right. that never goes off upstairs. My dad's always watching it. So Carol is caught by Jed, and Rick shows up, and he has her hostage, and he says he's not been killing the people. This is about the guns. They just want protection because their people are getting taken out. And Carol says it's over, and she stabs Jed, and they turn the situation around on him.
Yeah, but she stabs him like in a... like a non-death place.
Right. And a non-death place. A
non-killing blow.
Where did I put that drink? I'm going to have to get that. I feel like my sugar's getting low. Oh, there's all kinds of candy. I should have brought that over. Let's see. Rick won't take him out because blah, blah, every life counts. We're ending the we're nearing the end of the first episode. So Daryl and Maggie find the Oceanside people threatening to execute short blonde-haired chick. And they say that's... they took out Justin for killing her husband. And the girl asks him for mercy, and Daryl's like, they have a reason? And they're like, yeah, look, she's the last one. This was our home, but the saviors came, and Simon wanted what they had and gave us our final warning, which is where that came from, like we said. They didn't think they had a choice until Maggie hung Gregory. She showed them the way. And she's just like, shit, you're doing this because of me?
But then they asked, like, what the reason was. And, like, they told the story of her killing that blonde chick that they had, killing her 11-year-old brother.
Yeah.
And saying, what, no exceptions or something.
Right,
what
she said. And he was crying and you smiled.
Right. She said, what did you say? Maggie asked her what she said.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said no exceptions, Daryl just fucking turned around. Do what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. They walk away and let it happen.
We're out. Yep. You know?
And it was Cindy.
Who cares? That was you did those things.
Side girl's name.
Right.
Maggie said, Cindy said, I showed her the way. She did the same for me.
And then she...
We gave Rick's way a chance. Time to see Negan.
Right. Well, she stabbed her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's like Rick and Daryl walking away. She's like, stuck a spear in the back of her head.
Yeah, I mean, they fucking murdered everybody in their whole thing. Like, I mean, that's the entire first episode, basically. Right. I don't know. Any other thoughts on it? No?
No, nothing on the kingdom or anything for that episode, really.
Right.
We didn't see
king. We just got Carol. Yeah, no kingdom stuff. Even though she calls that place home in the next episode. Yeah, so the next one's The Obliged. The first shot is Rick's hand on Michonne's belly. I mean, definitely foreshadowing. She's going to be pregnant.
She's pregnant, right.
Yeah, like there's just no two ways about it. There's a montage of Michonne running shit, and then it keeps cutting between that and her waking up at night to go out and kill walkers.
Like grabbing her sword and going out and like slicing up walkers, right?
Right.
And innocent zombies.
It's got to be her just coping with the normal life.
Well, normal as this normal is going to get. Right,
but inside the walls.
But like doing the everyday shit, like working on the charter,
mm-hmm.
doing the gardening, you know, making sure everybody's, you know, like,
it's so she just misses
the, like, being on her own with the two armless zombies chained
to
her.
Dude, you know, the like, sound out there is so different. Like, when she would be in the walls, and then you go outside, and it's just, you just hear, and then the rain was coming down, and it was just like, I don't know, it's a totally different audio experience, so... Maybe that's all part of it for her, like just the
whole like senses, the action, the and she almost like loses it at one point, doesn't she? Like loses the sword and picks up a baseball bat and hits him with, which is like, oh, well, that's symbolic,
right?
And then the blood was like,
exact
like shape of Lucille, like with the brains and shit like dripping off of it, like, yeah.
And then the rain's just washing it away, and it's like, it's almost like, is that a new beginning for Negan? You know, like the bat washing away the blood and stuff. And
but it was just making her think of Negan. Yeah. Maybe that's sort of, you know, what they're going to do with him, or what they should do or shouldn't do.
What do you think they should do with Negan? Like, if it was up to you, if you were in this world...
I don't know, man. Like, the whole... They're both kind of right on both sides of their argument for it. Like, if Rick says if you kill him, he becomes a martyr for all these people. And that... But, like... Then the other side is, but keeping him... Or keeping him alive keeps hope alive that he will come back or whatever. Like, I'm more on that side of it. Like...
What, that you think that it's keeping hope alive for, like, the saviors? The fact
that
he's alive,
that the people that believed in Negan or were with Negan.
I don't think there's enough of them left for it to matter. Like, I really feel like the majority of the people are either they're with Rick at this point or they're not. I don't know that it's we want Negan back. I think Billy Walsh, dude, Jed, wants to fucking run shit. I think he wants to be in charge.
He's like a wannabe Negan.
Yeah, but not like Simon.
I mean, you don't think so?
No, he doesn't sound like that way. He's way more reasonable than Simon is. Despite him being acting just like Ed to Carol.
Right.
You know, and her seemingly kowtowing like she would for Ed, but then it wasn't that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it was a trick.
Yeah.
It was to get him off his guard so she could take, you know, take him
it
down.
It was just slightly uncomfortable to see her play that role again. You know what I mean?
She did it on purpose. Yeah. It was uncomfortable. I agree with you there.
It's like, oh, don't do that, Carol.
No.
Don't.
I saw it coming a mile away. Yeah. She's like, she's taking this dude out. I thought she would kill him, but she didn't. Like, she... I mean, come on now. Carol, from like 2 seasons ago, and she like murdered all those dudes in that pickup truck. Like, holy shit, man. She was a badass right there. Like, when she was like on her own, you know?
So let's see. At the hilltop, Maggie looks down at her world. There's a new letter from Georgie, but she says to put it in the drawer, so she's not even paying attention to that shit at this point.
The
traveling girl. The traveling woman, I think, yeah. Anyway, she tells Jesus to keep taking care of this place. She says she's going to make things right, and he's like, I just want to make sure you're not wrong in the same way that Rick was for not doing it at the time.
Right.
You know, doing it for the wrong reasons, I guess, or I don't know why, really. He believed in her at one point, but it feels like that's going away. Like Jesus.
The hanging, the public hanging was like part of that.
Yeah. I mean, I really think it was
like,
necessary.
I think everybody's uncomfortable with the make your own laws thing. Like, that's why Michonne knows they need this common law or whatever it is, the charter, you know? So everybody's abiding by the same set of rules,
right?
You know, because if one place thinks stealing is wrong, but the other group of people doesn't think stealing is wrong, then how do you come to an agreement when the two groups mix? That's why you have to have the common law, so everybody's like on the same page when it comes to that shit. We don't steal from each other, we don't kill each other, you know, like there's trials or there's like, you know, like you have to have that kind of stuff. There has to be witnesses. Like, it has to be, it may not be like all the crazy worded law documents that they had back then, but like, or they had in the, you know, before the apocalypse or whatever, but like, there has to be some semblance of order if you're going to try to set up a new civilization.
Yeah.
I think we've had the discussion before of like, in the future, like, all the zombies are eventually going to be gone, and like they could like eventually get the whole thing kind of under control. Like when people die, they know what happens when somebody dies now. So like when somebody dies, they get the pin to the back of the head automatically. It's just, you know, like they have it in the hospital. They do it.
Right.
You know, if somebody dies of natural causes, they get the pin to the back of the head so they don't come back and bite anybody. You know, like they would figure out some way to quarantine it. Like you said, all the zombies are like wasting away. There would always be that danger of it somewhere, you know, like.
Right.
But if they reestablish like a military and they got like, they'd be able to go out and like take out the herds.
I don't know if they'll ever clear them all.
I don't think so either, but like. The huge herds is like what you'd have to worry about, like.
Right.
But the way they're keeping track of them, like tropical storms, is cool. Yeah. With the names, you know.
Speaking of, we get to the bridge and the water is rushing under the bridge,
right?
Like it
threatening to ruin all the shit they've been doing. Yeah.
And then the next thing I just put down is, "Oh my god, shut up, Eugene!"
Seriously,
it was so irritating. Like, and I know that's the point. But, like, it didn't bother me before. It was, like, quirky before. I think because he, like, was a traitor.
And then not a traitor.
And then now he's just, like, part of the thing again. Like, I think maybe they're using Eugene to show us what it's like. Because that's the only person that I really feel it with.
What?
Like, the disdain between the groups. It's like, no, dude, you fucking picked being on the savior side. And now we're having to he's just part of the team again? Like, I get where they're coming from, where they're, like...
Like, you like did, Daryl, you picked that side, like, yeah. You really did. But then at the very end, you saved us all, so it's a tough...
Oh, that's right, he did do that, but still, I don't know, it's tough to, like...
Yeah, it is, no, I
agree. It makes me hate him more than, like, before I liked the quirkiness of the way he talked.
No, he pisses me off now, I agree with you there. But, like, it's hard to be, like, angry at him, because without him, nobody would be alive.
Right.
They would have shot everybody in that valley and they would all be dead, you know?
So they have to stop the bridge project. The herd monikers are from Shakespeare, he was saying. And Eugene apologizes for not having read more books. And Rick says, "You're not just a guy who read some books. You made something." Or no, wait, "You made something. You got us here. After everything,
that's
everything."
That's right. God.
So he made something in terms of what? Like the bullets? Is that what he's talking about?
Well, he's probably been helping with all of the engineering projects from there on out. He's probably one of the smarter people around.
Like yeah, so he just boiled it down to the books that he read. And, you know, because he is very factual like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I read those books. I should have read more. It's like, no, dude, you're not just somebody who read books. You're able to comprehend it and put it together.
Right.
Fine, you have value, Eugene, but you're still annoying as shit.
Yeah, but you're more annoying because you...
Sorry for like the absolute fucking madness going on in the background here.
Like, dude, are they having a wrestling match
upstairs?
Yes, I
don't
know what
is happening.
Are they playing WWE? Is that what's happening?
I have no
idea.
Your
dad bought him a ring?
Oh,
and they're
man,
doing like turnbuckle smashes
that.
And like off the top rope elbow drops. What is happening up there?
I don't know. Unbelievable. So Carol and Rick, Carol's leaving back to the kingdom. The sanctuary's on its own. They don't want us there or Negan. It's up for them to decide who they want to be. You know, fair enough. Carol gives Rick hope about how things will turn out.
Yeah. He said, out of all these people, you're the only one that really gives me hope.
Right.
Like, out of all this. But, like, that was a...
That felt like a bit of a goodbye.
I mean, the whole thing, like, I don't know that it would all feel like goodbyes if we didn't know it was fucking coming.
Right.
Thank
it would
you,
have been
AMC.
So much better with it without knowing. It would have been so much
the
better
whole,
without knowing.
The whole hit, like, I'm skipping to the end, but the whole him falling on the rock thing at the end, like, dude, that would have caught me.
It would have been like, what?
Way off guard.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I would have been like, oh, shit.
Now,
like,
we probably would have.
The fact that I saw it coming, like, eh.
We probably would have noticed in the fact that anytime they have a full one character episode, you know what I mean? It ends up not being good.
Right.
Like, right. Oh, we're getting a Carl episode. I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but still, but like, I don't think the announcement of Rick Grimes last episodes was a good thing. Like, I really don't see the plus side. I don't see the plus side.
Was you think it was a ratings?
It has
thing?
To be. It's that's all that it screams
that
to me.
That sucks.
It really sucks.
Could you please but just not just, have spoiled
that's
us?
That's the suits in the you know that's the business side of it.
I want to know who that's came like, up with that idea. Does anybody know who had the idea to promote it that way?
That
rather
shit
than,
is okay for a sitcom. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld, who one of the guys is leaving the show. Yeah, Kramer. Jason Alexander's last episodes. That's not a spoiler. It's a sitcom. Nobody cares about the overarching storyline. That was a stupid thing to do. I really, and the fact that you said it, the next one you saw said Rick Grimes' final episode. So you like even know it's coming. So like, was it next episode, right? So like, we already know that's happening. Like, that's weak to me.
It really
like,
sucks.
I would probably be a little more into it and without that. I'm like, I'm not trying to bitch or be like a complaining about
I
it.
Understand.
Like, that ruins it for me.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler. It should not fucking be
it
there.
It is absolutely a spoiler.
They should not have done that.
It sucks that they did that.
Like, everybody kind of, listen, it's been talked about. I get it. So like, I wouldn't have been super shocked when he left the show because we've discussed that already. You know, he's going to eventually leave the show.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what a twist. You know?
They should have not done that. I'm
how much
you,
more fun would it have been to call his leaving when we were just watching it based on things like, oh, he just got her pregnant?
The whole
we would have been
playing in the fields
in
the Sphinx sword fight. Yes, we would have been discussing, oh, is Rick about to die? And then like him landing on the rock last night at the end of the episode, we'd have been like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I saw it coming a mile away. I've seen it coming since the beginning of the season.
I literally
so
saw them
know,
look past the rebar and I'm like, ah. Oh.
It's irritating. It is. I'm sorry. It was a horrible decision by the executives.
I agree.
It has to be. It's an executive decision. That's what happened.
Okay.
And I'm sure all the writers and the creative people were just like, ugh.
Maybe they wanted it.
I can't believe that.
I don't know.
Because they're the same people as us.
What, the creators?
They're fans. They're the people that, yeah. Like... I don't know, man.
I don't know. Maybe they wanted it for some reason. Maybe it was to show...
Maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
I
they're all about the money, too.
I don't know.
It's just sad. It sucks.
So
it shouldn't have been like that.
Jerry tells Rick that Maggie's going to Alexandria, which starts the whole debacle of, you know, the relay not passing on the message and being shitty with Rick, and then Daryl and Rick talking, and then he gives him a ride on the motorcycle, and then Daryl wasting the apple.
Saw that was going, you know.
That annoyed me so much.
That he wasted the apple?
That he wasted the apple. It's like he took one bite of it and then immediately drops it off the motorcycle.
Right.
Was that worth it?
Right.
Like, that was
to
probably
cool.
A delicious apple.
Right. In a world where there's not a lot of deliciousness going
right.
On.
Right.
Right.
Ugh, damn it.
Not a food world, man.
No.
No. And I think with all the shit that happens, like, my appetite wouldn't be non-existent. Like, oh, yeah, I just smashed some brains in. I'm good. I don't need to eat.
At Alexandria, the crows have taken a quarter of the tomato crops, and Negan won't eat. So we go to the motorcycle, and Rick and Daryl go the wrong way, and then they pull over and start going at it. Daryl just throws his bike down. I thought that was, like, why? You just got a bunch of parts to repair it?
But then he tackles them, and they, like, fall into a hole. Like,
well, first
what?
He told them the relay didn't go through. And this time it's going to go the way it's supposed to. And then they fight and they fall into a massive pit. They
right.
Stopped randomly.
Right. So yeah, no, that wasn't like planned to fall in that hole. No, like
yeah.
It wasn't part of Daryl's plan.
Right, because Rick told him stop.
Right.
Back at the prison, Negan, well, their prison, Michonne brings him food and says the hunger strike ends today. He's just not in the mood to eat. He wants her to stay and talk to him, and she gives him 20 minutes to talk. We go back to the pit. Rick and Daryl try to get out. Rick asks if he set this up too.
Right.
And Rick wouldn't even be alive if it weren't for Glenn. He wouldn't have found Lori or Carl or any of us. Did he cuss there?
Man, what was the exact line? What did he say? Like,
he's like, you wouldn't have found Lori or Carl or fucking any of us or something.
But it sounded like he dropped an F-bomb. Like, we were
but he like
a couple
made
times.
A noise.
Yeah,
like he like threw something.
They like cut it. Like, they cut the F out or something.
Like, they left the F and the K.
Yeah,
no UC.
Right. So it was weird.
Yeah, it just the blank in the middle.
Yeah, there. Kind of like you did, or fucking any of us, yeah. You know, like
yeah. Rick hates what he had to do to Maggie. Rick calls Daryl out on letting Dwight go, though.
Like, you did the same thing.
Right. I don't know how he justifies that, how he reconciles that compared to letting Negan live.
I don't know.
No? No thoughts?
I got nothing. I can't think of a reason. It's not that I don't have any thoughts. Right. It's that I can't, like, yeah. dispute it. Like, you, why would Daryl be okay with that but not okay with what Rick did? Right. Like,
let's see.
What did Daryl say? Well, what was his response to that?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to think of it. Dwight did try to help them on the way out. Negan never pulled that shit.
Glad Daryl's got speaking lines in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good to hear him talk.
Didn't do a lot of that for the past couple seasons.
For the past 9 seasons or 8 seasons. Let's see. Keeping Negan alive is giving people hope things will go back to the way it is. Or the way it was. Oceanside couldn't live with it, hence killing the saviors. Daryl couldn't live with them either. If she kills Negan, he becomes a martyr, and everyone that died for nothing. You keep asking us to have faith in all these other people, and you don't have enough faith in us. I'd die for you. I would have died for Carl. You know, you're chasing something for him that ain't meant to be. Let him go. And Rick's like, I never asked anyone to follow me. He's like, maybe you should have. But I mean, they did already. So, like, I don't quite understand that point.
Well, because Rick is saying to everyone, like, I'm trying to bring everyone together here. Like, isn't that him asking them to follow him?
I mean, he's never, but I think he's just hesitant in the Negan sense. He doesn't want to be the new Negan.
Rick doesn't.
Like, and by asking for everyone to follow him, then he is.
Right. Because he wants to give people the choice. Like, if you want to leave, like, they didn't, like the saviors didn't give people a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point, I guess. It's like, you should have a choice to work with or go about your own way, you know? Like, go live in the wasteland. Like, you know?
You can go outside the walls.
And just walk around, and, you know, and do what you do.
Back at Negan, he says, you're in here stuck with the C team while Rick and his merry band of bridge builders are out there.
Rick and his merry band of bridge builders. The new band name, I call it.
Right. Negan thinks he's not meant to be rotting in the cell. They are rebuilding the world. Nothing is holding them back while he's rotting in here with nothing.
Right.
He's grateful his wife didn't have to see him like this. She was an angel. She asks what happened to her, and he's like, what used to happen? Cancer.
Right.
Like, damn, dude, what a fucking line there. I don't know.
What used to happen, right. Probably still does happen.
Well, but the chances of somebody surviving with cancer in that world are very minimal.
Right.
So, like...
No hospitals, no... Yeah. Right.
We would have loved to have had a kid like Carl. Michonne says she sees Carl in everything they do, and he's like, even in this cell...
She said everything, everywhere.
Everywhere. Carl wasn't her first kid. Andre just didn't make it, is what she said.
Right.
So she made her peace with it. Negan says it's better this way.
Admit that you're...
Well, his wife wasn't made for this. When she died, part of him was relieved. He thinks they're the same. In here we die. What? I don't know what that means. Oh, because he knows she's grateful that Andre is gone because she knows it would have just made her weak, and she gets all pissed off.
Yeah, but what does that even mean? Because she has the other kid that she's there for, you know, like,
right? But she mentions her later,
right?
But I love the way that she does it when she mentions Judith. We go to the garbage dump. Gabriel is tied up and wakes up to Anne's kiss, and she nearly kills him with a walker. But he forgives her, and she doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's some twisted shit. But he, like, played that perfectly. He knew exactly the way to go with it. Like, just be like, fine, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to make you do this. I forgive you for whatever you have to do. And then, you know.
Right.
Of course, she's like, fine.
The whole walker on the dolly with the bucket on the head, no arms. Right. Like,
Right. They and really, then you like, notice that like
the garbage people really used the zombies in like weird ways like that.
But she, you notice he was on the exact same setup. It's like that was going to be him.
Right. So I wonder if that was the A and the B.
I don't understand the A
and the B. He was the B. She's the zombie chick is the A.
No, but he's an A.
Right.
She thought he was a B, but he's right. an A.
She was going to kill him and make him an A. Just then.
But how does but that then strange help? Not, how does that help the people that them? She's... Yeah, I mean, the people that she's
figuring out, trying to figure out a cure somehow or figure out how to study the disease or like after it's been in, you know, reanimated, like study what, you know, I figured you'd it, like scientifically to study the thing, you'd have to study both sides of it. You'd have to study people before they changed, while they're changing, right after they changed, and several like down the road after they change to try to figure out how to scientifically stop it. It's a scientific thing. I don't really care how you look at it. It's not a magical thing in this show. It's a disease or some sort of virus or something. We still have no idea in this world what caused it. I guess kind of an idea, but like the CDC place like gave you a little bit of that, but then you got nothing. There's been nothing since then.
Nothing since then, no.
Not that that's the above, focus of the show.
Above their pay grade is all. They can't focus on that kind of shit. They can't do that.
No, absolutely not. They're doing what they can to save the world. No, that's not what the show's about. Right. That's not what, no, I understand that. Yeah. Do you think it eventually gets there?
I like hope so.
Broadening the scope?
I really hope so.
Of the show?
That would make the show going on indefinitely or longer way more palatable for me.
If they were working together to like...
If eventually we end up back at civilization.
Full circle.
Like, that would be cool as shit. Right.
Yeah. Let's not do things wrong this time. I don't know.
I mean, they didn't do anything wrong the first time. Just zombies started coming.
Somebody caused it.
I mean, that would be so much fun. I know they're never going to do it, but I'd love to know the... I'd love to see what happened.
I mean, something caused it.
So anyway, she can't... What?
Is it a religious thing?
What do you mean? Like apocalyptic kind of thing?
God did this?
I don't know. If it's a disease, it could be something like that, you know? So basically, Anne can't move on from her past and let people in.
It's just a matter of interpretation when it comes to that. Right. If you're a scientific person, you're going
to
think...
No, it'll always be open to that, too, because they're not going to tell us.
If you're a man of faith or man of faith, man of science, you're a man of faith, you believe...
did Jeremy just reference Lost?
Yeah, you believe that God probably did do this. Like, this is... God, what the hell, man?
You all right? You got hiccups? Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you trying to hold your breath on a podcast? I'm just checking. Anyway, she chloroforms him. Remember when I chloroformed you and blinkered? you can't. That episode is out there.
It was just a random dude walking on the street, and all of a sudden I'm working at an office because you chloroformed me and made me go there.
Yeah. Well, but you agreed to go there.
Right.
It's so dumb. A Tale of Two Jimmies. It's on YouTube if you want. Whatever. It's dumb. Anyway, we go to the woods, and Jed and crew are looking for a fight, and now they have a gun. They figured out Oceanside was killing them, and Jed says Carol isn't boss lady anymore. He's talking to her like Ed did, and she pretends to give in, then whoops his ass.
Yeah.
And shots are fired, and we are down in the pit with Rick and Daryl, and they hear the shots that will draw the herd.
Yeah.
Or the herds. They work together to get out.
So the herds are just like circling and just walking around and like randomly. Like they just have to keep eyes on them to make sure where they're at, and like they use the sound things to move them around where they need them to not be or whatever. Right. Like it's a fuck. One fucking thing goes wrong.
Right.
You know?
So we go to Alexandria. Michonne is working on the charter. She glances at her sword, then goes and talks to Negan again. He says he wasn't trying to piss her off. He says she wasn't ready to hear that they're all the same, that they are the same, trapped, connected to the dead, etc. She says they aren't the same. He gets a kick out of it, but she's trying to bring people together, not pit them against each other. She gets strength from the dead, but lives for the living. Her sons are gone.
See, I thought they were her brothers or something.
No.
They were her sons.
No. That's what I was saying. I loved so much about the way she said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Her sons are gone.
She talked about her one son and then Carl.
Andre and Carl are her sons. That's fucking cool. Awesome, man. Yeah. Like, that's
the way she referred to Judith as her daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that is cool.
Yeah, my sons are gone, but I still have my daughter. Fucking A, man. Like, ugh. As a parent, that kind of shit. Okay, anyway, you're not scared that you're like me. You're scared that you're going to end up like me. And she's like, you're trying to connect with me.
Right.
He's like, look, there's nothing worse than nothing. He takes a bite and asks her a question. There are things we hold on to when there's nothing left. He's like, I need to see her. He's like, we don't have your... She's like, we don't have your bat. He's like, well, where is she? Still out there. And he gets fucking like... He starts crying and shit. And then he smashes his face into the wall repeatedly. Do you think Negan's a character that eventually is like disfigured like that? That he's like, he's going to fuck his face up and like be like... Need to wear prosthetics every time we see him?
I don't know what he's playing. He's trying to make them open the door.
But there's nowhere for him to go. Like, he can't get out. He's not going to get out.
Yeah, but if they take him out to, like, give him medical attention.
But where's he going to run to is what I mean.
I don't know. He'll
run outside and there's a billion people there that are just going to smash him.
A bunch of people are probably really fucking scared of him, too.
Right.
You know? He was the big bad wolf for a while.
Yeah. So we go back to the pit and the walkers are falling in now. And Daryl stacks them up to step on to get out.
Right.
And...
After he helped Rick out.
Right, right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and Rick got out, and then he's like, brother, take my hand.
Yeah.
You know, that feels like a last thing, kind of thing for them. I mean, it just sucks that we fucking know. Well, the whole,
like, them, they had to fight, and then they're stuck in this pit together, and they were fighting each other, but then they had to, like, fucking squash all that shit and to get the fuck out of this hole, you know? Right. Literal hole that they were in.
Yep. Yeah. You know? So the herd is coming, and Rick gets on the horse to reroute them away from the camp, and he just says he won't sacrifice the bridge. So he's still holding on to that, that symbolic Carl thing.
Right.
We go to Gabriel, and he wakes up in a storage container with far too many cobwebs for him to have even been put in there.
I was paying attention to that, too. And like, I was like, wait a minute. When he opens the door, if the cobwebs move, like...
How did they get him in?
Fucking fast spiders? Like, what's going on? Like, is the spider spun that much web that quickly? It doesn't make any sense.
So Anne is gone. She left a note saying, to go far, go together. To go fast, go alone. Right. I need to go fast.
Right.
And he cries like a little bitch.
Right.
I mean, do you think he loved her already? I mean, it seemed like he got into that. I mean, like,
time's moving fast in this.
Pretty quick.
But it's like months are passing
before we... Yeah, okay, fair enough. I guess that's enough time.
Right.
Let's see. Michonne is reading to Judith, and she sees a baseball bat in the book and, like, freaks out a little bit.
Yeah, like, has a little, like, breakdown.
Uh-huh.
And, like, flips past the end of the book.
Is that what she did? Doesn't
read the rest of the book.
Oh, okay.
She was like, all the people got ready, got their gear, and got ready to head to the field. And then flipped the rest of the pages over and said the end. Like, she didn't read the rest of the book. That was not the end of the book. Okay. She got freaked out and, like, had to, like...
Okay, that's interesting.
Stop reading, yeah. So she stopped reading that story in the middle of it.
Maggie sees that Michonne chopped up some walkers. Like, there's no other conclusion to reach there, is there, that it's Michonne? I mean, sloppy.
Just leaving them laying about like
right
that.
By the fucking road and shit?
I mean, she can't be going far. I'm like, she's going and coming back every night.
She seemed to be going reasonably far. I don't know.
How far can you go on foot and make it back before the morning?
Yeah. And then pretend like you slept.
Right.
Rick is leading the herd, then realizes another herd is about to merge with it.
Yeah.
They had talked about the two herds not merging.
Not merging, right.
And Rick fucking led them together.
And Rick led them together, yeah. Right, trying to save the bridge.
So the horse throws him off and onto a piece of rebar.
Yeah.
Goes through his side.
Yeah.
It stabs him and he passes out as the two herds converge on him. It was a sick ass drone shot at the end.
Yeah.
The pull up shot was cool as hell.
Yeah.
How do you think he gets out of it?
I don't know, but I definitely think he gets out of it.
Right.
Like, he doesn't die right there.
No, I don't think so either.
No, but like I said, what did I say at the end of the episode? I said Rick Grimes' last episode is just him in the first 5 seconds, like before the credits even come on. He just gets his face ate off and that's it.
Right, like, right into the opening credits for it. Yeah.
That was Rick Grimes' last episode? Now that would be okay. No, okay, that would make me like it a little bit more.
Really?
Like if they did something like that.
You'd like it more if they just kind of quickly
I don't know, man. Like, but like they do something unexpected. We're expecting it.
Do you think he's going to die?
No.
No,
I do. I predicted that he would die.
I don't think he's going to die either.
You said that. That was your prediction at the end. Was going to be he like leaves somehow.
I think that has to be the way it goes.
But then, like, they have to lead him somewhere. He has to leave somewhere where we're not going to see.
Correct.
Because like he can't go to where the people on Fear the Walking Dead are. Because then we're going to expect to see him in that world. So he has to be going to some new world that they're talking about. So it has to be something other than.
And what would make him leave Michonne? And Judith
to go to maybe take him medical attention. Yeah.
But you would expect Rick back then
and to come back. Well, maybe he will by the end of the show.
I hope so. Right. Like I hope. But the I word hope he
"final" means final.
It does mean final. Yeah. Right? I mean, for now.
So I don't know. So to do like the same thing. Like,
how cool would it be for him to show up and it's like,
the Judith very end, like the last scene of the whole series, just like Rick stepping off a helicopter, like, let's go. Like, what?
Yeah, oh.
The end. Lost. Yeah. Some of those were the best, dude.
Oh, God. Nothing beats the. What did you like? They found your. Up, like, they, what?
They found your plane at the bottom of the ocean. You're all dead. What?
Yeah,
that's great. God. Like Hurley, that was great stuff. Those are great endings.
Okay,
that's
so,
the only part that's bad about chronologically Lost.
Right,
is that it comes in like the first 5 minutes of the episode. You're like, wait, that was the end of.
Yeah, no, and then you, yeah. But they still managed to end them on good notes.
Not
but,
that it wasn't a good thing, the chronologically Lost, but like it was. I didn't watch.
Check out that podcast if you are into chronologically Lost. So make sure you, now that you've listened to all that shit. Make sure you check out the Jay and Jack podcasts. We are on their podcast network. Go to jayandjack.com. They have Patreon. They have a bunch of, I don't know if they have video shows. I think they have audio shows mainly. But anyway, there's a bunch of shit there. Go check that stuff out. Subscribe to all the podcasts. If you can find us on iTunes, look for How to Watch TV or just search Comeuppance Network and you'll find whatever. Also, we are under The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy.
Right.
Subscribe on YouTube, etc. I feel like I hate doing plugs. We'll be back next week to discuss another episode.
It's such
episode.
A necessary thing, though.
It like, is so necessary, and I hate doing it so much. It feels so, like, phony.
That's why it does.
And that's why nobody watches our shit, because I can't be bothered to plug it.
Well, maybe you should start plugging it.
Yeah, we'll be back next we'll be back next week. Make sure you watch. This is How to Watch TV. See you later. Memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.